All right, so today I sent you three songs that I wanted you to play for me, and they're three songs that I actually really like. Maybe even like, if I had a list of like 100 favorite songs, these three would definitely be on the list. And what I love about them is they're from three completely separate different genres. So I just want to play a little bit of each song, and then I will ask you the trivia question I have for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so the first song, let's play Adele. People probably know this song, Adele's Make You Feel My Love. It's a beautiful song.
To make you feel my love.
Okay.
When the evening shadows and the stars appear, and there is no one there to dry your tears, and I could hold you for.
The second song, now, originally this was done by Old Crow Medicine Show is the name of the band. Darius Rucker does his cover of it. You might know the song is called Wagon Wheel. So, okay, so it's Adele, kind of, I'd say, pop music. Darius Rucker, kind of country. Now let's go full on alt rock, maybe even like rock and roll, My Chemical Romance, Desolation Row. Three different songs, three different genres, awesome music, all three of them. Here's my question to you. What do those three songs have in common?
All three of them are sung by Adele. No.
No.
Written by the same person.
Yes.
Really?
That is what they have in common. They are all three written by the same person. Do you know who that person is?
Bob Dylan.
How'd you know that?
I knew the Adele song was written by Bob Dylan. I didn't know the other two.
Okay, so once I gave you the idea that they were all written by the same person, by process of elimination, you realized it was Bob Dylan.
Right, because I like the original Make You Feel My Love by Bob Dylan. So I actually know that song.
Okay, so I didn't know that it was an original Make You Feel My Love. For me, I always thought that was an Adele song. I thought she wrote that. I had no idea. The way I found out that these three songs that I love and I've loved independently and separately, the way I found out that the three of these songs are Bob Dylan songs is that today we found out that Bob Dylan sold his entire catalog for $300 million.
That's crazy money.
When I first saw the story, I was like, he has 600 songs?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, like if you said to me, come up with one Bob Dylan song, I'd be like, Blown in the Wind, I think is his. But that's as far as I would get. I was like, okay, I know one. So he has 599 more.
To make you feel my love.
Okay, this is terrible.
See, that's the thing about Dylan is Dylan is not known as a singer. He's known as a songwriter.
Me.
Yeah, he's not very good a singer. Singing is not for him. Writing is, you know, what he's good at.
But his singing is so bad that I would tune out immediately to the point where I didn't even know. I could not, again, I wouldn't have been able to even name one Bob Dylan song. But then as I was looking at the list of the 600 songs that he sold, I was like, I know that, I know that. And but they're all songs that other people recorded, like All Along the Watchtower. You know, made Jimi Hendrix famous. That was a Bob Dylan song. Didn't know that.
That's why he has 300 million now. And good for him for selling that. He saw what Stevie Nicks did last week and sold half of her catalog for $100 million. And he went, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm going to make money here, too.
Right. I made more songs than Stevie Nicks.
Right. Hers are more better.
Yeah, it's true.
But I wrote a lot more. She sold 10. I'll sell my whole catalog.
But I don't understand. So who wants to buy? I know the Universal Music Group bought it, but what's the point of buying his catalog now? You know, it's almost like, I guess, you know, if you're into like old cars, you know, you go ahead and you buy yourself like a Corvette from the 80s and you refurbish it and it's a cool thing. But other than having it and just showing it to your friends. What's the value? I don't understand why anybody would want to spend $300 million on Bob Dylan's. Who cares about Bob Dylan music anymore?
Okay, well, I think that's a great deal. Now, when Apple wants to put Make You Feel My Love in their new commercial, they got to pay them for it, not Dylan. So now they can put it in that in the, any commercial they want. They can do anything with those songs.
Right. Okay. But here's the thing. If I'm going to have an Apple commercial and I want to put in a Bob Dylan song and they're going to say to me, oh, that's going to cost you $200,000. I'm going to say, okay, great. Then I'm going to go ahead and put in a Selena Gomez song instead. Like, I don't need a Bob Dylan song here.
Let's say their new phone is going to be called Rolling Stone. That's their new phone. And so they're going to want to play like a Rolling Stone in the commercial. They're going to pay for that. So
but plan ahead of time, call the phone Bad Liar and use Selena Gomez's song Bad Liar, which is going to cost you a lot less money, and your audience, the people who buy iPhones, will have heard of it.
Once upon a time, dressed fine, through the bumps of dime in your prime.
No, this is the new iPhone commercial.
If they're appealing to my mother, maybe, like my parents would be like, oh, time to buy an iPhone. Time to get rid of our jitterbug and buy an iPhone.
A good example is Like a Rainbow by the Stones.
Yeah, but the Rolling Stones are at least famous. I've heard they can sing. I can name Rolling Stone songs. You know, like my generation, like my parents, I grew up with them playing Rolling Stones for me in the house. Like I listened to the Rolling Stones in my house growing up. Bob Dylan, like nobody was playing Bob Dylan music because it's terrible.
Okay, but if you're going to put the Adele song in a commercial, now you can because you own that song. And who knows how music is going to be delivered in 20 years? We don't know. You know, it could be beamed into your forehead. And let's say another resurgence of Bob Dylan comes around. Let's say he dies tomorrow. And then people go, wow, that was a great song. And he becomes popular all over again. I mean, he did sell a lot of records. He had fans.
I mean, as I was reading this, I heard he put out an album this year. It's like, he did? Who cares?
Yeah, and a couple of months ago, we actually listened to it, and it was decent.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, we didn't hate it. We said, right, this is actually a decent album. So who's to say in 20 years, kids aren't going to find it like they find Zeppelin now? Or they find Hendrix.
Oh, you can't compare Bob Dylan to Zeppelin.
I don't know. When you get pretty deep into his songs, there are very deep songs.
But
they're
not ones that he sings. He's a terrible singer. His songs are good when other people sing them. I just played you three examples of three songs that I've always loved that I didn't even know were Bob Dylan, were even connected to Bob Dylan, let alone written by him. So what that tells me is that he's a great songwriter, not a great singer.
Okay. He has one song called Wedding Song. You've never heard it. You've never heard of it. I damn you to listen to the whole song because
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay. But the lyrics, amazing. Somebody is going to cover this song and it's going to be the biggest hit in the world.
And then Universal Music Group will make their money.
They'll make their money. If Adele covered this song, it would be the biggest song ever.
No, if Billie Eilish covered that song. See, that's really the value. You got to get somebody like Billie Eilish to want to cover a Bob Dylan song, but one like deep Bob Dylan song that like nobody knows, which is, in my opinion, all of them.
Right.
Then you would have something.
But Wedding Song is more of a love song, a love letter to Bob Dylan's wife. So it's more of an Adele song. But I'm telling you, the lyrics by themselves, amazing. Nobody has written a song like this. So just to own that song, you know it's going to be big.
They now own the publishing rights. So if somebody takes one of the songs, they get all the money regardless?
Right.
Oh, okay.
So when I was hanging out with Edwin McCain, I remember somebody wanted to buy his publishing for $5 million.
Whoa.
And he doesn't have the catalog Bob Dylan has. So I think Bob could have actually held out for a little bit more money, but somebody got a good deal. That's a good investment. I would rather invest in that than Apple.
What, really?
Yeah, that's going to pay off. He's got some good songs. You just don't know him.
Bob Dylan, my friend, is 79 years old and he just made $300 million. He good.
And that's why he did it, because he's 79 years old. I mean, how many years does he have left? Like Stevie Nicks, she may have 15 good years left. You might as well make the money now. She's not going to leave it to her kid. She doesn't have a kid.
Oh, she's got no kids?
No, she has no kids.
Wow. She'll be my new icon, because when people are like, how come you have no kids? Now I can be like, neither does Stevie Nicks.
Well, hence the years of abusing cocaine probably did
it
to her.
Well, we have different reasons why we have no kids.
You are a nightmare. She's a drug addict. Two different things.